Welcome, athletes. If you're looking to push past perceived physical limits, understand this. Ultra-endurance athletes don't rely on genetic superiority. They systematically rewire their neurological pain processing, build unshakable mental resilience, and lean heavily on community support. And the good news. These adaptations are completely trainable and accessible to anyone ready to step outside their comfort zone. While genetics might account for up to 66% of athletic performance variants, psychological factors drive roughly 23% of endurance outcomes. In fact, self-efficacy alone explains up to 40% of marathon performance variants, making it a stronger predictor than VO2 max or training history. Now, let's talk about the physiological reality of these events. We're talking extreme stress. Athletes face caloric deficits up to 18,364 calories per race, average just 90 minutes of sleep daily in multi-day efforts, and see a 1,289% spike in creatine kinase, carrying a 25% risk of acute kidney injury post-race. Despite that brutal toll, 74.1% of ultrarunners would continue competing even if it harmed their health. Why? Because they score 40% lower on the pain anxiety symptom scale and demonstrate superior neurological pain modulation. Brain imaging actually shows reduced activation in pain processing regions, allowing for more efficient descending inhibition of those nociceptive signals. Put simply, in cold pressor tests, these athletes can endure 3 full minutes of ice water while rating the pain at only a 6 out of 10. And you don't need years of racing to start seeing shifts. Just 6 weeks of moderate exercise can increase your pain tolerance by 20%. So, how do we build that capacity? Muscular endurance training is your most effective tool for building fatigue resistance, and it actually surpasses traditional threshold or VO2 max workouts. The optimal protocol is straightforward. Use lighter loads, around 50 to 70% of your one rep max, perform 15 to 25 repetitions, complete 3 or more sets, and keep rest periods under 30 seconds. This specifically targets what we call frontier fibers, type E muscle fibers that dictate your ability to maintain pace when fatigue sets in. Weighted uphill workouts are incredibly effective here. Carrying 10 to 15% of your body weight up steep inclines induces local muscle fatigue without overwhelming cardiovascular stress. But be smart about implementation. Limit these sessions to once weekly, place them between recovery days, and follow them with genuinely easy runs at roughly 65% of your 5K pace to prevent systemic fatigue. Because let's be clear, mental training is equally critical to this equation. Athletes with an internal locus of control attribute outcomes to their own actions, which fosters greater resilience and sustained effort. Perseverance influences performance nearly as much as VO2 max. You need proven cognitive strategies in your toolkit. Mindfulness, visualization, cognitive reframing to view pain as progress, chunking long efforts into manageable segments, using mantras, and maintaining an external focus on rhythm or breathing. And sometimes, the simplest cue works best. Deliberate smiling during exertion can actually trigger endorphin release and reduce perceived discomfort. Beyond the individual work, ultra-endurance culture transforms pain into a shared rite of passage, fostering a powerful sense of identity and belonging. Community training lowers stress by 26% and can drive athletes to work up to 200% harder than when training alone. That shared struggle creates the accountability and emotional support you desperately need when physical limits are being tested. So, let's lock in the critical takeaways for your next training block. First, prioritize muscular endurance training over traditional cardio to build sustainable fatigue resistance. Second, actively rewire your pain response through mindfulness, positive self-talk, and cognitive reframing. Third, cultivate an internal locus of control and high self-efficacy to maximize mental resilience. Fourth, apply structured mental techniques like visualization, chunking, and mantras to maintain focus during extreme discomfort. Fifth, leverage community and group training to amplify motivation, accountability, and effort. And finally, remember this, endurance limits are largely neurological and psychological. With consistent, targeted training, anyone can expand their capacity for discomfort and performance. Now, let's get to work.